This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Monday, August 19th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline for Trump appeals to white fears about race, maybe a tougher sell in 2020. That's from a Reuters Ipsos poll. U.S. President Donald Trump's anti-immigration rhetoric and focus on grievances of white voters helped him win the 2016 election, but a Reuters analysis of public opinion over the last 4 years suggests that Trump's brand of white identity politics may be less effective in the 2020 election campaign. Now, the analysis comes amid widespread criticism of Trump's racially charged comments about four minority women lawmakers and the fallout from a mass shooting of Hispanics in El Paso, Texas, that many Democratic presidential candidates swiftly blamed on the president's rhetoric. Now, the poll of 4,436 U.S. adults in July showed that people who rejected racial stereotypes were more interested in voting in 2020 than those who expressed strong levels of anti-Black or anti-Hispanic biases. In 2016, it was the reverse. The Reuters analysis shows that Trump's narrow win came at a time when Americans with strong anti-Black opinions were a more politically engaged group. Now, while Reuters did not measure anti-Hispanic biases in 2016, political scientists say the people who expressed them closely overlap with those who are biased against other racial minorities. This year's poll found that among Americans who feel that Blacks and whites are equal or that Blacks are superior to whites, 82% expressed a strong interest in voting in 2020, 7 percentage points higher than people who feel strongly that whites are superior to Blacks. University of Michigan political scientist Vincent Hutchins says there's some indication that racial liberals are now more energized than the racially intolerant. That would seem to be good news for the Democrats and bad news for the Republicans. But the July poll did have a silver lining for Trump. Most white Republicans approve of his performance in office. And that, over the past 4 years, they have become increasingly supportive of his signature issue, expanding the wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Some 82% now support it, compared to 75% last year. Trump is clearly still as popular as ever with conservatives who dominate the predominantly white working-class communities that helped him win in 2016. And a Duke University political scientist, Ashley Jardina, who also reviewed the poll findings. In his 2016 campaign, Trump focused on the grievances of white voters who feared the global economy was leaving them behind and wanted more restrictions on immigration. He employed put-downs of Latino immigrants in inner city, typically Black residents. He said then that Mexicans were, quote, murderers and rapists. And as recently as last year, he labeled illegal immigration to the United States as an invasion. Trump has asserted repeatedly his words are not meant to be racially divisive, saying, I think my rhetoric brings people together. Now, according to the Reuters polling analysis, a spokesman for Trump's reelection campaign said the president enjoys broad support from diverse groups of Americans, and his coalition of supporters include minorities and first-time voters and continues to grow daily. All right, new polls out. Good news, bad news, no news. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Here's what we should really take away from the 2016 election. These polls leading up to the election mean absolutely nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all. So to get excited either way, oh, Trump's going down, oh, Trump's going to win, you're just fooling yourself. Because ultimately, we're way too far out to really know. There's too many things that could happen. It's not a popular vote contest. It's an electoral college contest. And we don't know who the Democratic nominee is going to be and who their running mate is going to be, because all of those things factor into this very, very heavily. So the big lesson here is don't get excited. It's just another poll. And by the way, people lie to pollsters all the time. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future and your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information.